Were they always so very stupid for billions of years? Of the countless branches on the tree of life, has the light of intelligence graced our small twig alone? That seems unlikely. But for a seed of intelligence to grow into a great civilization is no easy feat. It requires that many conditions be met simultaneously, a one in a million coincidence. Nascent intelligence, after all, is like a small flame in an open field, liable to be snuffed out by a gentle breeze from any direction. Even if it sets the surrounding weeds alight, the little fire will quickly find its path blocked by an empty clearing or stream and die out without a sound. In the event that it grows into a large wildfire, the odds are that a heavy rainstorm will put it out. In short, the likelihood of a flame becoming a blazing conflagration is very low. We can imagine that, over the long history of evolution, budding intelligences once flickered in and out of the endless night of antiquity like the lights of fireflies. At approximately 20 minutes to midnight, that is, approximately 20 minutes before our arrival, two intelligent flames appeared on Earth. This 20-minute period was by no means brief. It was equivalent to more than 60 million years, an era so distant as to be beyond your imagination. Humanity's ancestors would not emerge for another few tens of millions of years. There were no people back then, and even the continents were shaped very differently than they are today. On the geologic timescale, it was the late Cretaceous period. At that time, gigantic animals called dinosaurs inhabited the Earth. There were many different types of dinosaurs, and most of them were very large. The heaviest weighed 80 tons, as much as 800 people, and the tallest grew to 30 meters, or as tall as four-story buildings. They had already lived on Earth for 70 million years, which is to say that they appeared on Earth more than 1 billion years ago from the present day. Compared to humanity several hundred thousand years on Earth, 70 million years is a very long time indeed. Over such a long period, raindrops dripping steadily in the same location can carve through the Earth, and a gentle breeze blowing continuously against a mountain can level it. A species undergoing constant evolution over the same span of time, no matter how stupid to begin with, will become intelligent. In the end, this is what happened to the dinosaurs. They uprooted large trees, stripped the trunks of branches and leaves, and tied large stones to the ends of these trunks with rattan. If the stone was round or square, it was a huge hammer, one capable of flattening one of our cars with a single blow. If the stone was flat, it was a huge axe. If the stone was pointed, it was a huge spear. When making spears, the dinosaurs would leave some of the branches on the tops of the trunks to stabilize them during flight. Their spears could be dozens of meters long, and they flew like dud missiles. The dinosaurs formed primitive tribes and dwelled in enormous caves they excavated themselves. They learned to use fire, preserving the embers left by lightning strikes to illuminate their caves or cook food. Oftentimes, the candles they used for light were entire pine trees, several arm spans around. They even wrote on the walls of their caves with charred tree trunks, recording in simple strokes how many eggs were laid yesterday and how many baby dinosaurs hatched today. More importantly, the dinosaurs already possessed a rudimentary language. To our ears, the conversations would have sounded like the whistling of trains. At the same time, another